It is time for the highly informative, the always righteous golf tip of the week. Player style.
All right, this week's tip of the week is brought to you by Shady Rays Sunglasses, home of the Green Wolf polarized golf eyewear, and presenting partner for the Bunker to Bunker Tour, which we've got a big announcement coming up when we speak with our caller. Jim, who said this? But don't answer yet. The prestige one gets from winning the Masters is very great indeed. As for the beauty, the course stands far superior to anything I have ever played. All right, this week's tip of the week is sit down.
Sit down.
All right, that was double a rip. Very unhealthy tear by CQ. You can tell he's a little under the weather. It must be that microphone. Sarah Cazell or somebody, I think, had the same illness you have right now.
Yes, correct.
On the air. Anyway, sitting down.
Sitting down.
Yes, absolutely. So it's really amazing when you watch these tour players. One of the things when I'm giving a golf lesson, it's very interesting to be able to see when a player swings a golf club back, as they take that golf club back and put it in the top of their backswing, I say, get the club to the top of your backswing. Their head raises up about 3 or 4 inches. Well, their head really doesn't raise up. Their body stands up. Now, what do you have to do to get back into position? You've got to squat back down to get back into the position you were. So now you don't only have backward force motion, you've got upward force motion. Now you've got to have downward force motion with the downswing and downward force motion with the body. That's way too much motion.
That's a lot of motion.
That's a lot of motion in the ocean, no doubt about it. So here's what I want you to do. When you make your backswing, first thing I want you to do is I want you to make a bad backswing by, when you make your backswing, I want you to raise your right hip up as high as you can get that right hip. And feel how straight that right leg gets, and feel how more upright you get. Don't swing at the ball. Just want you to make that backswing. Then what I want you to do the correct way, get set up over the golf ball. I want you to make your backswing, and I want you to feel like you're sitting down into a chair as you're making your backswing. I actually want you to feel like your butt is going down. It really isn't. It's allowing your hips to turn level, folks. I just, trust me, I know this from all of the years of giving golf lessons, that if you feel like you're just sitting down, because if you look at the way you're set up over the golf ball, you're tilted at the hips, all right? You've got a slight knee bend in your knees, set up and addressed over the golf ball. Your upper body is tilted over. So if you just turn and keep those hips in that same position, which it's going to have to feel like you're sitting down into a chair, you're going to remain a lot more level. Now you've taken some of the unnecessary motion out of your golf swing that's going to allow you now to allow your lower body to rotate out of the way so that the club can come back down on the proper path and make contact with the golf ball. So I want you to get used to feeling like you're sitting down when you're making your backswing, when you're playing golf. Do it on the practice tee. Get it perfected there before you go to the golf course. Otherwise, you're going to shoot a million. That, Jim, is your tip of the week, brought to you by Shady Rays. Live hard. We got you.